Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
One more time on this broadcast. Thank you for every listener that is on tonight. Oh, my God, we pray that you sing your word tonight and let it reach a soul. Let their heart be broken. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we ask that you have mercy on them tonight and that you will touch their hearts, that they will break up their hearts and give their life unto you. We pray that you will move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail tonight. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Help us, O Lord. We need you tonight. We are coming to you, O Lord. Oh, my God, communicating with you because we know that prayer changes things. We need you to help us, to give us strength that we may be able to go through. We need you, Lord, to lead and guide us and show us the way that you would have us to go. We are seeking to please you and to do your will. We acknowledge you, O Lord, in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Show us the way you'd have us to go. Oh, my God, Help us to follow the leading of the Lord. Help us today. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. We know you're able to do all things. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody is burdened down. Somebody is grieving tonight. We pray that you look on them, oh Lord. Touch their hearts right now. Touch their minds. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help
yes,
them
Lord.
To overcome, oh Lord. Help them to get through their bereavement. Have mercy tonight. I pray that you look on the Capillary family. Touch them right now, Lord. Oh, my God, lift the burdens of their heart. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to humble themselves. Seek your face and give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way. Help them to seek your face, calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus. We know they are able to save, even in the midst of bereavement. Have mercy tonight, oh, Lord. Let your spirit prevail tonight. Oh, my God, send your word and send thine anointing. Have your way on this broadcast. Touch and bless a soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to run for their lives.
Yes,
look
Lord.
On the saints of God everywhere. Touch and bless and strengthen. Help them to stand. Help them to go through. Make ways out of no way. Oh, my God, we are waiting on you, trusting in you, knowing that you're able to take us through. We are waiting, oh, Lord. Stop by here, oh, Lord. Come in the room. Move, Jesus, by your spirit today. Encourage your heart. Strengthen our soul. Help somebody, oh, Lord, to be encouraged, oh, Lord. Help them to seek your faith. Oh, my God, I know you're able, and I know the power is in thy hand. And we know that you can do everything. We pray that you will heal the sick and deliver the bound, save the unsaved, open up doors, make ways out of no way. Oh, my God, continue to bless your people. We want to serve you. We want to live for you. We want to be right and pleasing in thy sight. In every way that's not like you, we pray that you move it out of our lives. If we said or did anything that was contrary to your will as we went through this day, we pray that you forgive us of it. Help
yes,
us today, oh, Lord. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Move, Jesus. Help us today, oh, Lord. Jesus, we're seeking you, Lord, desiring to get closer to you, desiring a closer walk. Help us, oh, Lord. Keep us, oh, Lord, in the time of trouble. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know thou art able. Pray that you will bless the speaker of the hour. Pray that you will bless every soul on this broadcast. Have your way. Let your will be done. And Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness, Lord.
Thank you,
we thank you, oh Lord.
You
gave us this day. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you woke us up and started us on our way.
Thank
and
you,
for
Lord.
That, we are grateful. And we thank you today, Lord.
Thank
you for your many mercies. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for surrounding us with your love. We thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. We pray that you continue to be a fence-raising wall all around us, protect and keep us from all harm and danger. Help us to watch under prayer, keeping our minds stayed on you, O Lord, looking for that blessed day. That when you shall return, that we may be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. Have mercy on us, O Lord. We want to go through. We want to be saved, and we want to endure unto the end. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all that you're doing. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, I believe that my nieces and my nephew, they would like to quote a scripture that they learned. They can come on, and I believe Evangelist Hameen is going to help them out. But I had the pleasure of attending their little graduation ceremony, and the children at the ceremony, after they introduced them and, you know, to give them their awards, they had the children say Bible verses that they learned. And I enjoyed that ceremony because they put God first. It started with prayer, and the children, like I said, they quoted their scriptures so beautifully. So amen. I'll turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen so she can let them come forth. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have David Hameen right here, and he's ready to say his scripture. So, David, you want to go first?
Luke 6:31, do to us, you want them to do to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 6:31. Praise the Lord. Next, we have Judea Hameen. Come on over. Judea Ari Hameen. Come on and say your scripture, Judea.
1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And now we have Zion Hameen. She's going to say her scripture.
Amen.
Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. Let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the children.
And
now, we're going to turn it back over to the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That just did my heart so good just to hear them saying their scriptures. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful scriptures. Thank God for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I'm smiling. I'm not sorry, but I'm smiling so broadly that my face is starting to hurt. But we thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If anyone would like to listen to any previous broadcast, you can log on to their broadcast website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to share, or a Bible verse you want to quote, feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays And on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Culbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Martha Culbreth and the Brief Culbreth family in our prayer. Mr. Howard Smith, the Brief Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Austin and the Brief family. She lost her brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Bessie Johnson and Brief Johnson family. Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all the bereaved families. I also heard the Capitoletti family mentioned in prayer, so let us pray for them, continue praying for them. And at this time there, I have no more announcements at this time. Again, I want to say to the children and all folks out there, all young people, continue to serve the Lord. And the things that you learn, keep them. I'm a witness, and my mother had us in church when I was very young. I was a one-year-old, and she kept me in church, and I give God the glory. He never let me leave, and I thank him for keeping me. And I want to say to them, be encouraged, and keep quoting those scriptures. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I truly enjoy the children quoting their scriptures that they learned, and the word of God will stay with them and in their hearts. No matter where they go or what they do, that word will be there because they're being trained up in the way that they should go. Glory to God. And the Bible tells us, train up a child in the way that it should go. And then when that child gets older or wherever they go, that word of God won't depart from them.
Right.
And the Bible also said, suffer little children to come unto me, and for such is the kingdom of God. So we have to be as children also. And thank God for them. I enjoyed them in the highest. I want to encourage them to keep doing for the Lord. As long as you're doing it for the Lord, everything will be all right. The Lord will protect and keep you. And that's what we are praying, that the Lord will protect the youth, our children, and be a fence, brazen wall all around them. Because there's so much evil going on in the world. But we are praying for them, so be encouraged. And every listener on this broadcast, we encourage you to continue to hear the word of God. We thank God for this broadcast once again. Now, at this time, we're going to hear from our evangelist and doctor and pastor, Sheila Hameen, out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. Praise God. As she comes forth, let us pray with her that the word of God will have free course. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for this great opportunity. Thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in to this broadcast tonight. May the Lord bless you greatly through this ministry. And we just thank the Lord for the opening prayer, for the scriptures that the children quoted, and for the word of God itself. We just thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done thus far. Praise the Lord. And I did ask them if they wanted to sing a song, And Judea said she wanted to sing. So, Judea, you still want to sing? Come on over so you can sing. Are you all going to join her in singing this song? Okay, come on, let's sing it. Sing. between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebediah, the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also, the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. Going to Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 4. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi, or in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Going down to verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, and son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment, against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, come against Judah, and they were smitten. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I just thank God for this passage of Scripture. Very encouraging, very uplifting to know that God will fight our battles. And tonight, the topic of this message is trust God for victory. And the theme is Let Us Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, hallelujah, for an opportunity to give God the praise and the glory and the honor for all that he has done and continues to do. Praise the Lord. In this particular passage, we see where King Jehoshaphat, he was encouraged to do what God, well, what was right in the sight of God. Even though he had some faults, still God was merciful and willing to bless him. And with that, he was encouraged to go forth and to set judges for the people of Israel. And he explained what these judges were there to do and what their position was. And he charged them to do this judgment for God. It's not for them. It's not about us. It's not about anyone else, but it's all about God. And God has no iniquity. God has no respect of person. God doesn't accept bribes. In the same way, he was instructing them that they should judge righteously and with a perfect heart. Praise the Lord. And afterwards, the children of Ammon, the children of the Ammonites, these rose up against Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. The children of Moab and of Ammon and others came out to battle against Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat had a relationship with God where he knew he could go to the Lord in prayer. And so he set his heart to seek God and all Israel with him because he feared this was a great multitude of people. He knew that he did not have the manpower to fight against such a great multitude. So he took it to the Lord in prayer. And there are those times when troubles will rise up in our life. These great mountains will come up to block our path. Hallelujah. But we can go to the Lord and seek God for deliverance. We can seek God for the victory. Hallelujah. And he will show up right on time. As they went to God in prayer, they prayed and they fasted and they waited on God. And then God sent in the midst of them his spirit upon Jehu, who got up and began to speak to Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel to encourage them, telling them not to be afraid, neither to be dismayed. Glory, hallelujah, and that the battle did not belong to them, but it belong to God. Hallelujah. And there are times where we're trying to fight our own battle. We're trying to fend against the enemy for ourselves and on our own. But if turn to God and let God do it for us, he will give us the victory every time. Praise be to God. And when we start praising God, that's when deliverance comes. That's when healing comes. That's when doors start opening for us. Oh, praise the Lord. That's when our answers start coming from the Lord when we give him praise. And in this scripture, King Jehoshaphat bowed himself down to the ground and he began to worship God after hearing words of encouragement, knowing that God was going to take up the battle and fight on their behalf. Hallelujah. We know that God is a merciful God and that he will come and see about us. If we get in trouble, he's in the trouble with us to deliver us
out of that trouble. So tonight, I encourage you to trust God for the victory. Amen. And let us go on and praise him, because somebody wrote a song saying, don't wait till the battle is over, but shout now. Why? Because we already have the victory in the name of Jesus. And we can go ahead on and praise God right now. We don't have to wait. Oh, glory to God. As Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, they started praising God right then and there. And before they even went out before them, God wanted them to go on out there, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And as they went singing and they went praising God. So go and face head on your opposition. Go and face head on your competition. Whatever has risen up before you, face it head on in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving him praise and believing God. Oh, yes, Lord. The king encouraged the people to believe God and go ahead and praise him. And that's what they did. And God took care of everything else. They did not have to fight this battle themselves. So the battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to God. Oh, praise the Lord. And maybe you feel like you have to fight your own battle tonight. But I want you to know that you don't have to fight your own battle, but you can turn it over to the Lord, and he will work it out for you. The Lord will fight for you. Praise be to God. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged and go forward in the Lord. And then maybe you're trying to make up your mind that you're going to serve the Lord. And I want to encourage you to go ahead on and make up your mind tonight. Don't wait another night. Don't put it off any longer, but decide this very moment that you're going to serve the Lord for the rest of your life, that you're going to turn away from the world, give up the ways of the world, your own ways, and take on the cross of Jesus and follow him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have the opportunity to give your life to Jesus tonight. You have the opportunity to be saved from your troubles. Maybe you have some habits that you just can't break. Maybe you're in a world of trouble that you can't get out. I'm here to tell you that God will deliver you if you only believe. Praise the Lord. Just give God a try. So we're going to go to God in prayer, believing God for victory, believing God for healing. Amen. Believing God for salvation, for the saving of souls. Praise the Lord. We know that God has the power to do everything, and there's nothing too hard for God. All we have to do is just trust the Lord, just believe him for everything. As the children of Israel, they went to God, they took their little children, their little ones, their wives. Everybody was standing before God for help. They went seeking help, and God came through for them. He helped them in the time of trouble. He fought the battle for them in the time of opposition. Praise the Lord. So the opponent will rise up against us and try to take us out. But we don't have to fear. We don't have to worry, because God will fight for us. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us go to the Lord in prayer. Whatever you desire God to do tonight, just believe God and take him at his word. And I believe God will do it for you. Tonight, let's touch and let's agree in prayer and trust God as we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts, Lord, and we ask for mercy. We ask, God, for forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and that you will touch our minds, our bodies, our souls, Lord. We need you tonight, God. We ask you to encourage us, Lord, to lift heavy burdens. And, Lord, we ask that you will, Lord, and help us to wait patiently on you, to stand still and to see your salvation, to wait, oh God, for deliverance, to wait for breakthrough, to wait for healing, oh Lord. Give us patience, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, while we're down here. We are waiting on you, and without you, we can do nothing, oh Lord. And we just want to thank you for being so merciful. We thank you, oh God, for giving us the use and activities of our limbs and for allowing us this opportunity, because we know, God, that you did not have to do it, but we're so glad that you had mercy on us, Lord. We're so glad that you're so gracious and compassionate toward us. We thank you tonight for your blessings, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch, my God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. We give you the glory and the honor because all belong unto you. Lord, we lift you up and we thank you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for helping us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for answering our prayers. We thank you for taking us by our hand and walking by our side, Lord. We thank you for being our guide. Hallelujah. We thank you for your protection tonight, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. And we ask you to remember those who are on the prayer list for all the names that were called out. Lord God, bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, a special prayer for those who are bereaved of a loved one, asking you to give them comfort and consolation to look on these families, Lord. Look on everyone who has lost someone dear. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, comfort them and help them while they're going through this difficult time. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And we take you at your word. We pray, Lord, for our leaders tonight, asking you, God, to purify their hearts and give them insight, spiritual insight, Lord. Help them to lead your people. Give them visions and revelations, Lord. Bless in the church, oh God. Bless the congregation, even the household of faith. Every member in particular, one by one and name by name. Oh, my Lord, help your people to come together. Help us, Lord, to labor and to minister according to your will. Take control right now, God, and have your way. We ask you to bless all those who are listening tonight. Lord, please, special blessing come upon them and grant them their heart's desire. Lord God, you know all about it. We ask that you will please remember us, Lord, and be with us. Let your presence remain with us. Bless our children, oh God. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. Yes, Lord. Remember the children. Remember the youth. Oh, my God, please wrap your loving arms around them and preserve their lives. Keep them, Lord Jesus, and use them for your service. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Amina, for the prayer coming through her as well. And she was talking about trusting God for victory, and let us praise the Lord. And we see here in the scripture she was reading that the people of Israel had no need to fight in the battle that rose against them, because it wasn't theirs to fight, but the battle belonged to God, and he gave his people the victory even before the battle was over. And the Bible says that they began to worship God. Jehoshaphat, he worshiped God, and the people began to sing and to praise, and God, he fought the battle for them, and he'll do it for us too. He's doing it for us. We don't have to get our hands dirty. We don't have to, you know, get out here and start battling people. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood anymore. But God, he's fighting our battles for us. And we're going to give ministers and evangelists an opportunity to call in if you like, if you so desire to have remarks after the word. But we want to let Evangelist Nebel have remarks first as folks are, if you're calling in. But God bless you, Evangelist Nay.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that message on tonight. Very, very encouraging, exhorting us and encouraging us to not to face the battle that you may be going through. Face it head on, but trust in the Lord. Glory to God, because the battle belongs to the Lord. It's not ours. It belongs to the Lord. We don't have to fear man, but we have to fear God. And when we fear God, we'll do what he say do. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Were you done?
Evangelist Hameen. And I want to say to her to continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way in your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I didn't know if maybe the phone had cut out.
Yeah.
Thank God for Evangelist Nebel and her remarks and always for her prayers and for her encouraging words. Ever since I was that one-year-old child, I don't remember that quite that far, but I remember being young in the church and Evangelist Nebel being there. And I look at her as one of the pillars of the church, and she's been a constant and always been the same, and I thank God for her. Amen. Any other clergy on? If not, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist Maybell and also Evangelist Khadija. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. Thank God once again for my grandchildren. Praise the Lord. And I just want to train them and teach them the way of the Lord. Amen. So that they will know the Lord for themselves and have a personal relationship with the Lord. Praise God. And we thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for just blessing us. And there was something I wanted to point out concerning the scripture in 2 Chronicles, the 19th chapter, when the second verse, which the question was asked about Jehoshaphat, was he going to help the ungodly? Was he going to love them to hate God? So he, in the fourth verse, he went out. And he brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. So he go and get those people and bring them back to the Lord. So it's important that we go out there and minister to the lost souls of men. Amen. That was just something I wanted to point out, praise God, because that caught my attention. And as we have a work to do for God, you know, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let anything slow you down or deter you from doing the will of God. You know, the enemy might say, well, you know, are you really going to go to Africa and minister over there? Are you really going to, if the Lord laid it on your heart, go to Africa and minister there. Amen. Or are you really going to get out there on the street corner and preach a revival? Yes. If the Lord lay it on your heart, go do it and bring these people to the Lord. Amen. So anything that God has laid on your heart to do, go ahead and do it and bring souls to Christ. Truly, we thank God for all things. I just
thank the Lord once again for the broadcast. And is there anything else before we close out? Yes? Now, we thank the Lord for the children. She said she loves everyone in the world. She loves her brother. And David was saying he has the nicest sister in the world. The nice, what did you say?
Nice sisters in the world.
Nice sisters, the nicest sisters in the world. Praise be to God. Thank God for that. All right. So, if that be all, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.